It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Of course, I am your host, Mark White. I have opportunities from time to time to be able to reach out to those who have had tragedy strike their lives. These are very special people who are extraordinary because they take the hardship that happens in their life, the difficulty, the challenge that they face, and they turn it into something that helps other families and makes a difference in the lives of others. In that, they carry the legacy of their loved ones, the ones that they lost. Right now, I have on the line with me Ashley Wilson, and she's no exception to this, with Kurt's Closet. I appreciate the fact that Andrea Kelly let me know about Ashley, and a special honor that she was recognized with through the Coleman Tribune recently as Citizen of the Year. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ashley Wilson.
Thank you so much.
As I said, you had tragedy strike your life, and I don't know at what point you decided that you wanted to take something from this loss with Kurt and make a difference around you, but you certainly have. And I want to say right off the bat that I'm very proud of you, Ashley, for doing this, because you are making a difference in so many lives today in honor of Kurt.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that.
Tell me at what point you decided that you wanted to make a difference, and you can touch on the story however you want to, what led you to Kurt's Closet.
Okay. Unfortunately, on May 7th of 2017, Curtis and I, which is my youngest son, he was 15, we were headed home. It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and we were laughing and singing together, and in a blink of an eye, he was taken from me. A drunk driver hit us head on, and Kurt was flown to Children's Hospital, and he did not survive. And I honestly didn't want to live. I didn't know how to live without one of my children. I have three amazing boys, and I just, as a mother and as a parent, I'm sure anybody can understand, you don't know how to live without one of them. And in my grief, I was sitting on my back porch one afternoon just crying out to God and just asking him why I was not taken and why Kurt was. And and I heard God's voice as clear as I just heard yours speaking, and I literally saw a sign, and it said Kurt's Closet. I knew immediately what Kurt's Closet was. It's actually something God had laid on my heart for many, many years. Before Kurt was taken, I was a single mother most of my adulthood, and just the struggles of clothing my children and making them feel good with what they are wearing. It was a struggle, but it was one of my goals as a mother. I wanted them to be proud of what they had on and have confidence in themselves. But just out of fear and stepping out my comfort zone, I would put it off, and God would bring it back up, and I'd put it off again. And now I realize it was God was preparing me for a journey that He knew I would take in my life, and He knew I would need Kurt's Closet as much as the families that I help.
And what an effort this has become! Of course, Kurt's Closet is a nonprofit organization. And you believe that each child deserves to know that they are worthy, that they are accepted, absolutely, and they are loved. And
yes,
a person's situation, a child's situation, does not define them or who they are. And you believe in providing these children with clean and in-style clothing that's a great start to give them confidence that they need. I'll tell you, Ashley, I was one of those children. As early in my life, before my grandparents raised me, there were needs that I had, that there were those who helped to take care of those needs. I don't know that there was necessarily an organization like Kurt's Closet that existed in the early 80s, but I know that there were people who helped me, because I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now.
You pretty much stole the words out of my mouth. I've said it a million times that these kids are so worthy, and they're just innocent victims in life circumstances, whether they're born into, you know, a family where the parents are addicted to drugs, or I've seen so many families come in and a parent has, you know, gotten cancer and going through chemo and can't work. There's just so many, you know, life throws you curveballs all the time. And these children, they're just innocent victims, and they need to know that they are so worthy and so loved. And I believe when they have confidence and know their worth in Christ, that they can accomplish anything. You know, and if it's poverty that they're dealing with, you know, I would love just that confidence that they go to school with just that new outfit, that they can break that chain and, you know, have a better life for themselves and the children that they'll have in the future. Like you said, Kurt's Closet is a nonprofit. And my vision was not as big as God's. So, God has definitely, outdone himself again. It is the boutique feel. I call it a shop. It's a boutique feel shop where it's nice, clean clothes. We wash everything, we iron everything, and we even have new items. So the kids can come in and actually feel like they're shopping. And I have even met children that have never been shopping, have never had anything with a price tag on it. And the child that walks in the door, they are a different child walking out just because someone let them know that they are worthy of time and of nice items. And it's done me more good than what I said before. I feel like I'm getting more of a blessing out of it than the families that come in, and God knew that I would need this to survive without my child. And Kurt lives through Kurt's Closet every day. He was such a precious, loving, giving child, and I honestly believe he would have done something like this if he would have been given the chance.
You know, Ashley, there are certain things in this life that we may look at and say, I wish that it wasn't that way. But when it comes down to it, it is a certain way. And when kids go to school and they wear a certain type of clothes, they are looked at differently.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate. I wish it wasn't that way. Mm-hmm. I do remember feeling that way when I was in school early on, that I appeared different from other kids.
Me too.
But the fact is that you're doing a remarkable work to help that child not to feel that way. Children, as great as children are, and I love children, don't get me wrong, we have a lot of influences on children, and whether it be through entertainment or maybe our own environment, kids tend to take on the traits of those around them, and children can be cruel sometimes. Kids can be thoughtless and careless. We want these kids to feel a part of the school, to feel a part of their class, and not to be separated and to feel different.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of my main goals, to make them feel like they belong. And sometimes it's just a new pair of shoes that's not held together by duct tape. Sadly, I've seen that, and it breaks my heart. Yes, and unfortunately, there are children that can say cruel things, and that is devastating to the other child. But when you fit in, it's just a matter of life that you're treated different. So I hope in some small way that I'm, helping with the bullying at school just by giving these children confidence and nice, clean clothes that they feel good in.
Ashley, have you been surprised at the response of some of the children to be so appreciative and so thankful for so little?
Oh, absolutely. We could talk all day, and I could tell you a million stories. I will give you one small example. That this is one story that I love to tell. It was a grandmother. She had just gotten custody of 4 very small children. The parents had just went to prison for drugs. And she was raising these 4 small children. It was 3 boys and a girl. The youngest boy, he was about 6 years old. And they came in and got their clothes. And just seeing the excitement on their face to be able to pick out clothes that they like, their style, and to leave and leave smiling and laughing is great in itself. The next day, the grandmother called me, and she was crying. She goes, "I just have to tell you what this little boy," she named the little boy, "said to me last night. We give out new undergarments to each child. That's something most people don't think, the importance of, because you don't see them, necessarily. You don't have to have them because no one sees them. So a lot of children go without undergarments." And she said, this child came to her before bed, and he said, "Grammy, do you know what I'm most excited about?" She said, "What?" And he said, "I have clean new underwear, and I don't have to wear my big brother's hand-me-down underwear, and they feel so good, and I don't think I'm ever going to take them off."
Oh.
So just those clean new underwear, this child was, it was like Christmas to them. And those are just items that most people just, don't think twice about when you put them on in the morning. There's a lot of children that do without.
Ashley, I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I do want to talk about this recent honor that you received from the Coleman Tribune.
Okay.
And the fact that when you hold that award, you're carrying so many people with you in that moment. I remember the Limestone County Chamber of Commerce decided to make me Citizen of the Year in 2019. And when I went on that stage, I thought about the many people that were represented in that award. And I know that you probably, with just the small amount I know about you, felt the same way. And I want to talk about that when we come back. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great. Folks, we're talking to Ashley Wilson. She is the founder of Kurt's Closet. I hope that you'll continue to listen. And I want you to share this with your friends and let them know about Kurt's Closet. I want you to think about how you can make a difference in your community like Ashley Wilson is doing in hers. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you could snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Today I have taken you to Cullman, Alabama to talk to Ashley Wilson. She shared her story about her son Kurt. She has two other boys as well. And recently Ashley was given an award, and it was from the Cullman Tribune in Cullman, Alabama. It was Citizen of the Year. As we talked about in the closing of the last segment, when you receive an award like Citizen of the Year, obviously, it takes a community to help to make that happen. And I know, Ashley, that you have had a great amount of support when it comes to Kurt's Closet. Share about the moment that you found out from the Coleman Tribune that you had received this recognition, and talk about how it made you feel and all the people that you carried with you as you received that award.
Well, the day that Craig from the Tribune came to Kurt's Closet to let me know that I had been nominated for a Citizen of the Year, honestly, when he first told me, I thought it was a joke. I honestly do not feel worthy of any title or nomination. I'm doing what I love and what I feel that I've been called to do. I enjoy being at Kurt's Closet. I was speechless, and I'm still speechless today because I really don't know. I don't understand what they see. I guess I'm very humble. But in my eyes, I think Kurt is actually the one that is receiving the award. To know Kurt was to love him. I'm just carrying on his legacy. I have to make sure that his name and his legacy and his heart will never die. Every morning when I walk into Kurt's Closet, you know, I tell Kurt, let's have a great day. Let's bless somebody. And when I'm leaving, I'll say to Kurt, today was a great day. Did you hear what that little boy said? Or did you feel that hug that little girl gave me? So in my eyes, it's actually Kurt that is receiving this award. And I'm just the one here receiving it for him. He would have given you the shirt off of his back. And I'm just making sure that I continue to do that until the day I die in honor of Kurt.
And you realize so many people love you and love Kurt and your boys, and they have stepped up in a big way because they know the passion and the drive behind Kurt's Closet. And you've had a lot of support from the community in Coleman, haven't you?
Oh, I have. It's truly overwhelming. And it still overwhelms me every day. Every day someone contacts me wanting to know what we're lacking at Kurt's Closet or how they can help. Or I receive a check for Kurt's Closet, and it blows me away every time. And all of the businesses and individuals that have helped, fundraisers or special things at their businesses to bring in items that we need. This community has been amazing since day one. And I truly would not be where I'm at today without everyone in this community. It's truly overwhelming.
I can imagine, Ashley, that you've probably had people from outside of Coleman contact you and ask how you started, how that you're able to organize this nonprofit and to keep it going to help these young people, haven't you?
Absolutely, we do. I'm actually leaving for North Carolina at the end of the week, and I will be stopping in Raleigh to talk with another nonprofit that's similar to Kurt's Closet. They want to know a little bit how I run Kurt's Closet, and I'm going to kind of find out a little bit about them also. But and there's many people in Tennessee that I have spoke with that we actually are wash and dryer from Kurt's Closet. Actually was donated from a family in Tennessee. So it's the word is spreading. And I don't know how it is, but people contact me from all over all the time. And I'm thinking, wow, how did you hear about Kurt's Closet? And they'll tell me, you know, down the line how they found out. And it's I love it. I love getting to know other people and helping other people and hopefully starting other nonprofits in other areas similar to Kurt's Closet. So this love and this giving can make this world a little bit better place, because that's exactly what we need right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know that we have listeners right now, and there's probably somebody whose wheels are turning in their head and wondering what they can do and how they can do it. Because I believe that everybody really wants to make a difference in the time that they have on Earth. And when they find that opportunity, maybe it's Kurt's Closet. Maybe it's something else that they hear about, but they decide that they want to do something. Ashley, if somebody was standing with you right now and said, Ashley, I love what you're doing with Kurt's Closet. I want to be part of this effort. I want to know everything that I possibly can connect. Everything, every way that I can possibly connect to Kurt's Closet, I want to know. What would you share with that person right now to let them know the many ways that they can be a part of your effort?
You know, our greatest needs are volunteers. So if there's anybody that, you know, would love to volunteer at Kurt's Closet, and they don't have to physically be there. You know, we need people that are computer savvy that can do that anywhere. Because I don't have time to do everything, and social media takes a lot of time, and that's the way we get our word out. So if anybody wants to help out that way, we would welcome them. We have a website. It's kurtscloset.org. Anyone is welcome to email me, you know, and get more information. That's kurtscloset20@gmail.com. You know, and we're always accepting new and gently used clothing and shoes of any size, any season at Kurt's Closet, and you're welcome to stop, and I would love to show you around. We are located in Coleman. The address is on the website. We also have 21 drop-off locations for any of these donations. That's also on the website. And then, of course, you know, monetary donations are always helpful. We do have, you know, monthly expenses, and we just ordered a couple of $100 worth of blue jeans because we were low on blue jeans. So, you know, those are the few main ways to get involved with Kurt's Closet.
And I will say, you were very easy to get in touch with, and I want people to know outside of Coleman that they can reach out to Kurt's Closet and find out more information, and maybe they're thinking about something they can do in their area. If you're within the Coleman area, then you have an opportunity here at Kurt's Closet. And I do want to say here that Kurt is actually spelled with a C, because some people spell Kurt with a K. I remember going to school with a Kurt with a K, but this is C-U-R-T, Kurt's Closet. And be a part of this effort through social media, find the website, find an opportunity to volunteer. As Ashley is laying out, there are ways that you can make a difference through Kurt's Closet. I hope that you have safe travels to North Carolina. I know that that's exciting.
So I'll be traveling with my best friend, Misty, and so we'll be traveling up there, and we're looking forward to stopping at Note in the Pocket. Note in the Pocket is the organization that we're going to stop at on our way to Ocracoke is actually where we're headed.
How old was Kurt when he passed away?
Kurt was 15. He would be 19 now if he was still with us.
Let me ask you this, Ashley. What effect do you believe that Kurt's Closet has had on your two sons? They're 22 and 29 years old now, but they've been a part of this for as long as you've done it as well.
Yes. I believe they have. I have shown them that you can turn tragedy into some good, that we have found some good in what our family has gone through. And they're proud of me, and they tell me often. And they see how happy it makes me to help others, and so that has inspired them to start helping others and seeing compassion for other people, no matter their situation. So I believe it's helped us all mentally to deal with the everyday sorrow that we go through. It's a little piece of happiness for us to see that there's some good that has came out of it.
We want to thank the Coleman Tribune for recognizing you as Citizen of the Year. We appreciate them honoring their citizens in this way. And Ashley, I believe that it's a very fitting honor for you listening about Kurt's Closet and what you have done to carry on the legacy of Kurt.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Folks, we have been talking to Ashley Wilson, and I do want to say again, we're talking about Kurt's Closet. It's a nonprofit organization located in Coleman, Alabama. And at Kurt's Closet, Ashley believes that each child deserves to know that they are worthy, they are accepted, and that they are loved. And the situation that they find themselves in does not define who they are. And they believe in providing children in need with clean, in-style clothing and a start to give them the confidence that they need and let them understand that they can succeed at their goals and strive to be better and break the cycle of poverty within the community. I want you to look and find where you can be a part of Kurt's Closet. If you're not in Coleman, Alabama, or the surrounding area, I want you to find out where you can help start an organization like this. As Ashley said, she's headed to North Carolina. She's talking to people in Tennessee and other places and helping them to know what they can do to get the ball rolling. And at the same time, she's learning from them. And if we network with each other, there's no end to what we can do to make a difference. And we appreciate Ashley Wilson of Coleman, Alabama, joining us here on The Mark White Show today. And we hope that you'll continue to tune in as we recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Fay Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
I love the dear hearts and gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Oh, this is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello.
Kyla,
I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all
gonna do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.